Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. It's time for another new and recent releases program where we spotlight the very latest from the world of film music, and we're going to begin with a new score from a new composer, a guy named Ryan Amon, making his big screen debut with a score for Neil Blomkamp's thriller Elysium, which stars Matt Damon and Jodie Foster. It's a big, bombastic score in the vein of some of the stuff Hans Zimmer has done in recent years, and a rather good variation on that sort of thing. Take a listen.
We'll be right back.
Music by newcomer Ryan Amon, written for the film Elysium. Next up, music from another newcomer, a very talented composer named Laurent Equim. This is music written for a movie directed by Ronald Maxwell, a Civil War drama called Copperhead. And it's a really beautiful score, one of the big surprises of this year for me. Just gorgeous music. So let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by composer Laurent Equim, written for Copperhead. On the last new and recent releases program, we featured a couple of scores by composer Bear McCreary, and he's staying very busy. We have a couple of new ones for you now. We're going to begin with music written for a low-budget science fiction film, which has gotten rather good reviews, called Europa Report. It's an excellent score with some sort of ominous synthesizers contrasting nicely with some very elegant orchestral ideas. Take a listen. That's music from Europa Report, written by Bear McCreary. Next up, another McCreary score, but this one a little bit older, written a couple of years ago for a sci-fi television series called Caprica, which was a follow-up to Battlestar Galactica. A rather decent show, but it got canceled after a couple of seasons. McCreary's music was fairly wonderful throughout, and we're going to take a listen to the main theme and then some variations on that theme in a wonderful cue which follows it. Take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting new and recent releases on the program today. Next up, we've got music from the latest Roland Emmerich film, White House Down, a ridiculous but ridiculously entertaining movie, which features a big, bold score by Harold Closer and Thomas Wander. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music written for White House Down by Harold Closer and Thomas Wander. Next up, we've got a real treat for you. A new score from Italian composer Pino Donaggio teaming up with director Brian De Palma for the thriller Passion. Now, Donaggio and De Palma last teamed up over 2 decades ago on the John Lithgow film Raising Cain, and more famously worked together in the 70s and 80s on movies like Carrie and Blowout, Dressed to Kill. Donaggio did some wonderful work for De Palma back during that era, and his score is very much a throwback to the music written for those earlier De Palma films. Let's take a listen. Thank you. Music from Passion, written by Pino Donaggio. Next up, a much more modern sort of score written by Cliff Martinez for the new film from Nicholas Winding Refn called Only God Forgives. Take a listen. We'll be right back. That's music from Only God Forgives, written by Cliff Martinez. Hope you've enjoyed the music we featured on today's program, and I hope you'll join us again next time for more music here on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. We're going to wrap up, not with something that's new, but something that I really like that I just wanted to feature for you. A wonderful score from a composer named Philip Rombi, written for a film released back in 2007 called Angel. Just a beautiful score and an underappreciated one. So, hey, let's take this opportunity to listen to it. Have a great week. I'll be back at you later. Thank you.